just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM, worldwide at ABQ.FM. Good Saturday morning to you. I'm Eddie Aragon with me, Tego, Tracy, Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. Tego and Tracy back off their trip from New York, exploring the real estate space, the latest in technologies, and all the great things that are happening. And before we get started, you can visit them directly at their website at welcomehomeabq.com or dial Tracy and the team directly on their 24/7 realtor on duty hotline. Tracy, that number?
Sure. Good morning. 933-6881.
Come on, Eddie. You should have that number memorized by now. It's been 3 years.
933-6881. 933-6881.
933-6881. Okay. Just giving you a hard time.
No, I'm glad you do. You keep me on my toes, and you keep the real estate market up on our toes, as well as other realtors listening. We have the market tuning in to the latest and greatest of what's happening, always leveraging technology. You can also visit Tego and Tracy at abq.realty. And that's their brand new website as well. What'd you learn up in New York City, guys? First off, did you have a good time? And did you happen to run into Barbara Corcoran?
Oh, good question. So New York City was awesome. So Tego was there for the Inman Connect convention, which was right at Times Square at the Marriott Marquis. What a great venue. And I went along for fun, because I wasn't registered for the convention. So did we have fun? I know I did. I don't know about Tego.
It was good. It was perfect, Eddie. I sat in training classes and, different panels and sessions all about what's going on in real estate, what's coming down the pike in real estate. Nice. And just, I'm a glutton for learning all the latest and greatest and what's going on in our industry. And it was excellent. And I will say, there is a lot going on in our industry and basically really, the technology and, we haven't seen anything yet.
Eddie, think about the way the world is changing right now and how the real estate, how we do our job as realtors. Mm-hmm. So, Uber's everywhere, right? Self-driving cars are coming. We're going to have, before we even know it, it's going to be self-driving cars. What parking lots, people like us, how much use will we have for more than one private automobile with Uber,
Right, right.
And all the technology to view houses online. Of course, we still firmly believe that you're going to need us. There's a lot of legal issues. There's a lot of in-person type things that are still going to happen. But it's really interesting when Tego comes back from these sessions and talks about some of the topics that they're talking about and thinking so forward.
Yeah, it's important to be on the bleeding edge, I think, because I know that New Mexico and more properly Albuquerque won't absorb it for some time. But, you have to start preparing your team and your business for these types of things, because these are the types of the things that other consumers are going to be demanding in this market.
Well, and I'll tell you the big thing that's coming, and it's not just in real estate, it's really everywhere, is big data. And I know, people have been talking about big data now for a few years, and most people don't really even understand what that means. However, in real estate, what's happening is, there's all these little startup companies that are taking this massive amounts of data available on people and housing and houses and neighborhoods and all kinds of stuff, and crunching all that data together to come up with different strategies. And just to give you an example, Eddie, there's a company that sells a product that can tell you with a certain degree of certainty what homes in a particular area will sell in the next year to two, based on just a lot of different pieces of data that they pull together about the people that own it, as well as the property itself, tax records, all that stuff. And it's pretty fascinating. And the whole Big Brother thing, it's like, we're there. It's there. There's much information.
The real estate industry and, the Zillows and different people like that, or companies like that, they've done that where, I get online and I shop Nordstrom's for shoes, and then I get on my Facebook and those shoes are in my feed. Well, Zillow's doing that now,
Really? You get on Nordstrom's and shop for shoes?
Well, sometimes.
Okay.
Not as often as you do, but.
Yeah.
I do. But, those types of things are happening. And then, like Seller, we can do a lot of different things with marketing our properties, especially on Facebook, where a lot of people are looking. and just how to do that effectively for our sellers.
Well, and going into that, one of the big discussions was the virtual reality, the VR goggles, how homes will be shown in the future. I don't think you're ever going to get to a point where people don't want to go and look at homes. However, being able to tour homes using some sort of virtual reality equipment is not too far off, and it's going to become more and more mainstream. And that was one of the things that I heard a lot was virtual reality is becoming much and more, you know, mainstream across the board, and so, the technology's getting better all the time.
So along with that, Tego bought another piece of equipment.
Yeah.
One of the latest and greatest.
Nice.
While we were there, and it's already arrived and we've already used it. Tell us about that, Tego.
Yeah, it's a 360 degree camera. If you've seen these cameras, Eddie, you're a geeky guy. It's made by Ricoh, and it's basically a one snap 360 degree capture camera. This particular software that I purchased allows you to take these pictures and snap them or merge them together to create a walkthrough through a property.
So if you look
360
at
degree view,
a house we went active on this week at 850 Fraser in Rio Rancho, it's $150,000. Nice home of the week to speak about.
Hey, speaking of, let's talk about a home of the week. That's a perfect
850
one, Tracy.
Fraser has this in there. Tego went to use the camera and just tried it out, and bam, he put up the 360. But it's nice because you can have an arrow and you can say, okay, I want to go into that room now. So it kind of helps you walk yourself through the house.
So we can look at this house online at welcomehomeabq.com, and you'll have a 360 view of that. That's got to be a pretty solid.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to be doing that on the properties that we list for sale now, and we really think that's a great benefit to both sellers and buyers. You know, the seller's house is going to get better showing of what it represents, and the buyers can go and say, hey, I need to see that. So it's, you know, out there on YouTube, and it's great because we're responding to what buyers want. They need to be able to shop from their desktop.
Yeah, for sure. That's amazing. I'm out searching for that, and I have to tell you, I'm eager to learn more about it. We're speaking to Tego and Tracy Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. Please visit their website directly that we just spoke about at welcomehomeabq.com. And people should understand leveraging technology is one of the things that really does help these sellers get their product off the market. But it should also be noted that there's not enough sellers out there, right, Tracy? We continue to suffer from one thing, and it's a good problem to have, of course, if you're on the sell side, but there's still not enough inventory on the market.
That's true.
And I want to just put a caveat to that.
Okay.
Not all price ranges, and it's not all areas. I had a very lengthy discussion with another realtor here a few days ago just talking about market statistics and how when market statistics go out, they're always big picture, mm-hmm. and they don't take into account all the other little things. So, you know, if we're talking about a $800,000 house in the, you know, far northeast heights, it's very different than a $200,000 house on, you know, in the northwest, right? So, you know, we have to keep that in mind, and it depends on the area, it depends on the price range. So I just want to offer that caveat because, again, I don't want to do this broad brush.
That said, it is end of January, and we do have buyers out there. We've been really busy in January. There are a lot of people out looking for houses. So if you're thinking of selling, it would be a great time because what we know is there's a lot of pre-launch things to do to get your house ready to be on the market. So if you're thinking you want to be on the market in March, let's talk today and we can put a plan together for the marketing strategy as well as the whole coming on the market strategy.
It's time to start thinking about it. You know, and we've talked about the studies that have been done to sellers, and one of the biggest regrets of home sellers, you know, after they've done it is they didn't start soon enough to start getting the home ready for sale.
Right.
By the way, that number, 933-6881, that's 933-6881 if you want to reach out directly to Tego and Tracy to take advantage of the way that you can go speed to market with the Venturi team at WelcomeHomeABQ.com. So, Tracy, go ahead.
Yeah, so let me just give you a little story. We had an interesting thing this week, or last week. You know, we very often work with people from all over the world. They're on our website. They find us. They read reviews about us, and they contact us for help. Well, we have a family that's overseas that needs to be here, military relocation, and they want the house purchased closed before they arrive. They want to move right in. And, you know, with today's technology, we were able to go to the houses, do FaceTime walkthroughs. Mm-hmm. But in addition to walking through the houses, we'd walk them down the street. We'd show them the neighborhood parks. We'd get on satellite. We'd, you know, look at all things. So they didn't just see the house. They could get a big picture of the community, and they were able to move forward and find the right house by, you know, all the tools that we have. And it's really cool because they felt like they really got a good feel for the neighborhood and the communities and made a good choice.
Well, hey, Eddie, I know we need to take a break. I just sent you the link.
And I'm looking at the front yard of 850 Fraser, and the backyard as well. This is unbelievable. I'm also looking at the sky. What a beautiful day.
Yeah, I took that in the afternoon, so there's kind of the low sun, but as you can see, you can actually do a virtual walk through the house. You know, if you have this on a phone or mobile device, can actually, as you move the phone and the device, it'll move around the room. And of course, you can drop your phone into a VR goggles, they call it, and do it that way as well. So,
but look at all the house you get for that $150,000. The sellers have just made this so high end for being a $150,000 house.
Clean. I'm standing inside the house, and this is a great first time home buyer. Love the white cabinets. The kitchen, mm-hmm. the dishwasher. I love the appliances in that kitchen.
Stainless steel in that house.
Is that what that is? It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I love how I can just click on the home. I mean, I'm literally getting, I know this is going to be a bit much for our listeners, but I'm getting a 360 view of the garage even.
I know. There you go.
Talk about over the top.
Nice garage. You got to show it off.
That's great. Another tool there in the Maturi team. Toolbox, and you'll want to leverage that the next time that you want to put your house on the market or any other thing. If you're out looking for a market, call Tego and Tracy directly. That's 933-6881. 933-6881. This is, of course, the Real Estate Hour right here on AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM and worldwide at ABQ.FM. This is the one and only Real Estate Hour that you should be tuning into. 3+ years with Tego and Tracy Venturi, Lone Star Home Loans, and, of course, Walt Arnold, the commercial real estate component. That'll all be coming later on in the hour. Back after a quick break when we return here with Welcome Home ABQ and Albuquerque Real Estate Talk with Tego and Tracy. AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM, and worldwide at ABQ.FM. I'm Eddie Aragon with me, Tego, and Tracy Venturi. Second portion of our Real Estate Hour with them, and you can find them directly at WelcomeHomeABQ.com or dial them directly at 933-6881. We hit the home of the week in 360 stride. I did a tour of every single room. 850 Fraser Drive, and that's F-R-A-S-E-R. I hope I'm saying that correctly, Tego and Tracy.
I've been saying it, so I hope so, too.
Okay, there you go. And Rio Rancho continues to be a hot market. Families are taking advantage of those schools and the school district, and, of course, the fact that, you know, the mill levy rate. I mean, there's just a lot of advantages to being up in Rio Rancho, is there not?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons to be there. You know, the schools, crime, access to restaurants and shopping. If you don't have to go to the other side of the town, it's even better, you know, if you don't have to cross the river.
You know, what we find, Eddie, is people that aren't really familiar with our community, they're coming here, relocation for whatever reason, and they start looking on, you know, websites like greatschools.com, and they look at the crime stats, and they look at a lot of stuff, and Rio Rancho is very appealing in a lot of those areas, especially if you're raising a family.
So. And so for people that, you know, maybe have lived in the Northeast Heights their whole life and they haven't been in Rio Rancho in 30 years, you'd be shocked if you went and saw what Rio Rancho's become.
Yeah.
So I wanted to jump into something that was kind of interesting, a case law issue that happened in Colorado, and was sort of interesting. Somebody was interested in purchasing a property. It was a bank owned, and they put an offer in with their realtor and got the house under contract, and then they took their mom to go see it without the realtor. They just decided it was a vacant house or whatever, and they were going to go walk the property. And the mom fell and broke her leg while she was there. And they sued, thinking that they should be compensated because the real estate sign said that they could be on the property.
Yeah, I think the suit claimed that the for sale sign
constituted an express or implied representation to the public to visit the property.
Right, and yeah, so it was interesting. And let me back up here, Eddie. This was I was up in Santa Fe for the last 3 days at the Realtor Association of New Mexico conference, and there's, you know, two big ones a year. This was one of them. And we always get a legal update, and I thought this was a very interesting case because there, you know, a for sale sign does not, according to Colorado Court of Appeals, does not make it
it doesn't constitute
an invitation to visit the property. I think that's the best way to say it. So I thought that was a very, very interesting case.
It's true, though. A lot of times people are looking and shopping for houses, and they just go and start looking in windows, and they don't know if somebody lives there or not. And just because there's a sign out front doesn't mean you can just go and start looking around.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was sort of interesting. So the other thing that seems to be in the news these days is house flipping. So, you know, some cities house flipping is very popular and others it's not. Albuquerque is one of those cities where there's not a lot of house flipping going on, so to speak, where somebody buys a house and maybe does some remodeling and puts it back on the market. So essentially taking it from one price point to another price point.
Exactly. And there was a story in the Albuquerque Business First here on Thursday that brought this up. And they were reporting on a study done by Trulia, which is one of the national real estate websites. And so they did a study looking at what cities are the most popular for house flipping, meaning, and what they were measuring was percentage of homes that sold that were flipped, quote, flipped houses. And I think pretty much everybody knows what flipping means these days because they're on there's all these TV shows about it. The thing that was interesting is Albuquerque was really kind of on the lower end of the number of homes sold that were flipped, where cities like Las Vegas, Detroit, no surprise.
Some cities in Florida,
you know, a few other, Fresno, you know, these were markets that were very hot for flipping, and I think there's a place for it because it does. It takes a property from, let's say, one price point and puts it into another price point, right? And it upgrades the community. And you know, people are you know, it's an entrepreneurial thing. People are putting their money on the line, you know, to buy a property and fix it up.
Well, and the other thing is a lot of people don't have the stomach or the resources to be a remodeler, right? So if these houses that are being purchased and somebody's updating them and putting them back on the market, it's good for the whole neighborhood.
Absolutely.
You know, to keep regenerating and keep it fresh. So it's interesting, but they're really hard to find here. You don't make like you do on those TV shows where they show it in California and they go, profit, $70,000.
Yeah, no.
You know, that doesn't happen very often. It's not the type of profit most people are making when they're flipping a house. They're taking a lot of risk for a smaller profit, and then they're paying half of that profit in taxes.
Yeah.
So, but it's fun and it's interesting if that's your talent, for sure.
Well, and, you know, I mean, there's money to be made, and there's a lot of people doing it, and they do it very well, except that it is competitive, actually. When a home, let's say, comes on the market through our MLS that's, let's say, just needed...
And as is.
As is, needs some work. Let's say it has a little bit of deferred maintenance, so on and so forth. You know, those properties that are, quote, good values that do have the potential to be turned around and made a few dollars on, it's very competitive, right? We'll see multiple offers on those type of properties in our market.
Totally. They're hard to get. The other thing I want to talk about, I know we talked about our home of the week already, but we have two more houses coming on this week that I just want to get in this morning. They're both in Rio Rancho, which is where Fraser is, and they're both in Cabazon. One is a large single story, 2,500-ish square feet, single story, 1.5 year old, beautiful house with granite and stainless and a lot of beautiful tile floors. It's going to be $339,000. And another two-story that's really big, beautiful, what backs to an open space with views to the mountains for $300. So two new opportunities in the Cabazon area. So call us if you're interested, 933-6881.
You know, Eddie, one more thing, if we have a moment here just to finish out the week here. There was kind of a big story earlier in this week, and it kind of goes back into your world talking about politics. What had happened is HUD had announced a reduction in the mortgage interest insurance premium through the FHA back at the beginning of January.
Everybody was yay.
And then
suspended it, right?
Just last week, it's now been suspended. And, you know, you can go different sides on this, but what NAR estimated, and NAR is the National Association of Realtors who follows all of this stuff, estimated that the reduced premium would have saved the average FHA borrower. Wow. $500 a year in insurance costs.
Time for more coffee this morning.
I know. And that's roughly, they're saying 750,000 home buyers would be affected by that.
So let's talk about getting your house on the market. I know we only have a minute or so left here this morning, Eddie. Just want to remind folks, if you're thinking about putting your house on the market this spring, give us a call now. Let's start partnering together and put a plan together so we can hit the market and be ready and help you as you prepare for your house to be marketed and sold. So it's a great time to be here on Saturday morning. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to
it. And I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, all the opportunity to help you with your real estate needs. We love what we do and love helping people with their dream.
Hey, you guys are great. Thanks so much. Tigo, Tracy, the Venturi team, welcome home. ABQ.com, the number one real estate website here in the city of Albuquerque and possibly the state of New Mexico, very likely. And Tigo and Tracy are very happy to have you visit their online home at welcomehomeabq.com and abq.realty. More of the Real Estate Hour, we return here on AM 1600 KIVA and 95.9 FM.